This week in the Civil War, keeping soldiers encamped for extended periods exposed them to numerous camp illnesses. So devastating were these sicknesses that every soldier that perished in action, two died behind the lines from sickness. The most common illness was dysentery, an infectious disease marked by severe diarrhea. 1 million cases were reported among the 2 million soldiers of the Union armies. These statistics were as bad or worse for the Confederates. A variety of medicines were prescribed, with the most common being a mixture of opium and castor oil. Few of these remedies did any good. Typhoid, malaria, and measles also took their toll. No wonder soldiers uniformly agreed that it scares a man to get sick. It was ironically often safer in combat rather than in camp situations for the average soldier. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.